Hey, and welcome to episode 97 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So all of these news topics, I guess, they're all kind of comeback related. So we're just going to go through it like quick fire. Bam, 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 okay. Bam, bam. Do you know what I mean? So first and foremost, it's been confirmed that Le Sserafim is currently planning their first comeback. More details will be shared soon. I don't know when this comeback's going to be, but they're coming back. YG Entertainment officially announced that Treasure's plans they're going to have an October comeback followed by a concert in Seoul in November. This will be their first comeback in nearly 8 months, which is a long time.
Is it YG long? That's kind of short for YG.
That's true, to be fair. That's true. Mm. I don't know. I feel like back in the day, I don't know. I don't feel like... especially in groups' earlier parts of their career, their comebacks weren't so far apart. Or maybe they were just doing loads of things in between that didn't seem that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, like, when I say back in the day, I'm talking like Big Bang back in the day, like early Big Bang, like early 21. Were they that far apart, their comebacks? Or was it just the fact that, I don't know, maybe I was consuming more variety shows or maybe I was consuming more content with them in it. So they always seemed, not saying that Treasure haven't been busy doing other things, but because I'm seeing them, it didn't seem that far apart. I don't know.
That's a good point. Let's look into that, actually. That'd be a good topic for next week.
Mm. Yes. We will come back or we might forget, but hey, yeah. Humans. Also, a source from Dreamcatcher's company shared, Dreamcatcher is in the midst of preparing with the aim of making a comeback in October. So more October comebacks. This will mark Dreamcatcher's first comeback in 6 months. So everyone's doing big... But I don't really follow Dreamcatcher like that. Well, I don't really follow Treasure like that. Who do I follow like that? Let's be real. I don't know at this point. But you know what? I don't think it's a bad thing that comebacks are spaced out in a good amount of time because you have more time to, you know, create or they have more time to actually... Well, I don't know if they're able to live. I know they're living, but what I mean by living is away from scheduling and stuff. So maybe they had time to rest or time to... see family, see friends. Like, I feel like with arts, and I know I'm going off topic, but I feel like with the arts, whether that's you're singing, whether you're dancing, whether you're acting or whatever, I feel like you only can bring something fresh and new to it when you've lived a bit because, you know, life imitates art, vice versa. So I feel like if you don't, especially like, you know, if in these groups they want to songwrite or they want to produce or whatever, if you're just consumed with your own content or if you're just consumed with work, you're going to be kind of stuck creatively, if that makes sense, because nothing's really inspiring you, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Like you need that refreshing, like that refresh period where you can tap back into your craft, like maybe through living life or... Why is the only word that came to my mind Namjooning? Like, go ride a bike, go walk in a park. But yeah, you need that time to sort of refresh and
I feel like that's my excuse for why I haven't uploaded anything. I'm living life, guys. I'm trying to come back with a new perspective. That's my truth, okay?
Okay.
Well, I don't know why you're hating. I hear your judgmental tone and your But anyway, moving on. I'm rolling my eyes, by the way, if you couldn't tell by the tone of my voice. G-Idle's meant to be preparing for a comeback later this year as well. Soyeon confirmed this somewhere. I can't remember where she confirmed this, but the source says, trust me, bro. So there's all those comebacks to look out for. So that's Le Sserafim. That's meant to be soon. Treasure in October. Dreamcatcher in October. and G Idol sometime later this year. So be on the lookout for that. Again, more comeback news. Dio from EXO confirms that he's going to be releasing a new solo album soon. He says, after finishing the drama recordings, I will focus on preparing on my new album. It's already half done, but I don't think I will release it this year. I'll prepare you well, folks. So Dio is getting busy.
I'm getting emotional.
You know, we love a good Dio. I saw things online before he released anything, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, obviously he's filming for a few dramas and that. That Dio is jobless. I'm like, I don't know if we're looking at the same Dio, because this man is always booked and busy. If he's not acting, he's doing something. So I don't know where that whole pipeline came from, but he just came to let you know he's been out here in these streets busy.
That's very rude. So, who said that?
Exactly. I don't understand. But anyway. And last but not least, so we all know Blackpink's new album is meant to come out, I think, this month. And according to a website, I think it's a UK website store. I don't know which website store this is, because again, sources, trust me, bro. Apparently, we should expect some explicit content, because apparently the album was marked as explicit. That's when it's going to be like sold online. So I don't know if that's going to be explicit in Korean or if it's going to be like explicit English. I don't know. But yeah, Blackpink are saying we're not baby girls anymore. Well, they were never really baby girls. They were rude baby girls, but you know what I mean. Like, so there's that to look out for. And I think they just dropped some concept pictures, like literally a couple seconds ago whilst we're recording this. And they looked super cute. Well, to be honest, they always look good. That's one thing Blackpink will do, is look good. Yeah, get ready, Blinks, for that, for this album. I'm hoping, you know, they're able, because this is an album, that they're able to, you know, show different sides to them. We'll get to see more of a Pinky side, because a lot of their title tracks are very black in terms of, you know, the darker. And if they are using, you know, the Blackpink formula, like what we were talking about last week, that they're able to make it new and switch it up in some sort of way.
Yeah.
But nice. We'll have to wait and see. And that is Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want to comment on, or if you want us to comment on any stories, please hit us up on socials at How You At You. That is at How You At You. Or you could go on our website as well. But anyway, let's move on to the next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, questions, hot tea. You can send that all to How You Tea. Or at How You Tea. No, you can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's what I was meant to say. I was like, wait. Yes. So that's howyoutea@gmail.com. That's our email. Or you can submit an anonymous form on our website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, just to preface, this is nothing against idols, but just something I've come to realise, and this may be an unpopular opinion. I don't believe that some idols enjoy being idols. There have been numerous occasions where I've met idols at concerts and other fan activities, and they seem like they don't want to be there. This isn't a case of them just looking or seeming tired, but it doesn't seem like they enjoy the overall experience and lifestyle.
I think that could be possibly true. There's probably some idols that like some aspects of it. So, for example, they may enjoy the whole recording process or the creating process, but they may not really care for fan service in the sense of having to. Because that's a really big part of being an idol, is a whole fan service thing. And I feel like with, compared to Western artists, I feel like K-pop idols always have to be on all the time.
Yeah.
Like there doesn't seem to be any downtime. So for example, if you know, Megan Thee Stallion went on live, and Nicki Minaj went on live, or Doja Cat went on live, or Taylor Swift went online. Yeah, they still have to be careful what they say and uphold themselves in a certain way, but there's more of a relaxed feel about it, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Whereas when I see things like V Lives or whatever, it's like, I'm not saying, for example, Taylor Swift may still have a manager in the room when she's on these lives. We will never know. I don't know. But it doesn't feel that way. Whereas we could tell because, I don't know, if just say Shay's the idol and she says something like, I hate Burger King or whatever, but she can't say that because there's like a Burger King deal in the process or some sort of complication. Or even she just can't say it just in case. I think this is a really bad excuse because I feel like any celebrity won't go out and say they hate a brand unless it's like explicitly known for a particular reason or whatever.
Yeah, but I think I get what you're saying though. Like it feels as though there's more, not that they won't be showing rapport, interacting with their fans or sort of being their authentic self, but you do feel as though there's more red tape and they can't fully act the way they want to act. Like, for example, I don't actually follow a ton of Western artists, so I can't quote on their lives and stuff, but I can at least fathom that a big Western artist could probably go on a live and say, you know what, I've had a bad day today. I'm like, I don't even really feel like being here, but I just went to hang out with you guys. But I can't picture maybe a K-pop artist saying that because fans might be like, oh my gosh, like this person's changed, or like there are lots of other assumptions other than just taking it for what it is. So I do get that there must be elements of the overall lifestyle and line of work that some people like more than others, and then areas that people might collectively not like. Like we've seen some idols that come out and they will talk about how they don't really like fan service and people giggle it off, like they're just like the funny one about that in the group, but they might actually really hate it.
Yeah.
So,
and there might be other side in a sense, and I don't know how this might come about. This might be, I know like most idols, or there's a high percentage of idols that come from families that have money or have privilege, or they know someone. It could be they could have become an idol because it's just like, well, if you just want to dance around all day, you better go and audition or do something then, because or they could have done it because, you know what, I don't want to take over daddy's company, I don't want to do that either. I'd rather jump around on stage. I still hate this, but
yeah, it might not have been like I'd rather the first do choice this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
So there might be that, but obviously we will never know that side.
Exactly. Or the flip side, like it could have been someone that's come from extreme poverty and they knew that they had talent in X, Y, and Z field and they just done it because they could, not necessarily because it's what they enjoy or what they've always dreamed of, but yeah.
Or it could have, like, you know how we hear all these funny audition stories? It could start off like a joke, like, yeah, okay. And it's like, I've debuted. Well, I'm too deep in this now. Like, I could have been joking about it to a certain point. And it could be a fact of, for example, I could be joking about it. And then I'm at this point where I'm like, I'm gonna walk out tomorrow. And then your parent or someone says something. It's like, you're about to go do the dishes. And then your mom goes, Shay, can you go do the dishes? And you're like, I don't even want to do it now because she told me to do it. Like, their parent or a family member's like, why you want to do this idol thing? And it's like, you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong. I don't want to do it, but I'm doing it to prove a point.
Yeah, there could be numerous. Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm in too deep.
I'm done. And, like, once again, it could be certain elements. Like, some people, I don't know all the ins and outs, but obviously we know a little bit about how the trainee processes and auditioning and stuff. You might have the intention and dream of wanting to become a solo artist, then get placed in a group.
Or you're in a group, but they do music. You don't care about.
Exactly. Or you're not able to, maybe you're really, your passion is actually producing and that sort of thing, but you don't get to do that. So it's all these different things. They could have signed up for it wanting to do it and it turned out to be something completely different from what they imagined. So I guess so, but I guess once you're knee deep in it, it's just like, doing the best you can.
How do I get out of this?
Yeah, but you know, I do feel like that's the real thing. There are probably tons that maybe don't like the lifestyle or the experience overall, or maybe they envisioned it being something different.
And, yeah,
yeah, No, I guess we agree with that unpopular opinion. Our next unpopular opinion is companies need to allow the male and female idols to interact because it's promoting really unhealthy expectations and culture amongst fans.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be a lot of mingling, not even just with male and female idols, but just mingling in general, because it's really, I feel like, even though, like, you could say it's kind of, they're trying to start to do it now, like, with all the TikTok challenges or whatever, but it's not really the same, like, It still feels weird.
Standing 5 feet apart.
Like, award shows now just feel really weird because everyone's scared to talk to this person because this fandom hates that fandom, or they're going to be paired together and they just looked at each other, and everything is just like scrutinized to the point where it's a lot. But I don't fully blame fans. The idols are propped up that way. Obviously, the companies are trying to profit off that, where they sell certain people the dream of, this is your man, this is your girl. He is like this, she is like this.
And like it's a two-sided thing. It's one, the way they're advertised and pitched, like, oh, this is your belonging, you have to look after him, and he's just for you, or she, or whoever. And then the other side of fans then taking that and, like, running 100 miles with that ammo. So, no, I do get it. And I feel like it's quite sad. It's kind of similar to what we spoke about last week. I can't remember the whole context. But say, for example, you have a friend who's also an idol and you guys are amazing friends, but they just happen to be a dude or a girl. And now you can't interact with your friend, or things get weird, or you could get cancelled for interacting with your friend. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I think it might be Music Bank. You know, sometimes they have idol hosts, and like one will be from a girl group, one will be from a guy group. And it was this girl, I can't remember her name. What was the group that she was from? I can't remember. It was, she had, their group has that dolphin song. It's like, da, 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 da,
oh,
da,
my
da.
Girl, maybe?
I think so. Her and Subin were hosts of like one of the Music Bank things for a bit. And like so many fans came for her because like when they would interact, like they would laugh and sort of bump into each other, or like they had a lot of really nice rapport. And that's so sad. They may have just had good on-camera chemistry. They could have been friends behind the scenes, but now they can't really interact because
they just speak things so awkward. Maybe we need a way to do that is, do you remember that? I think I've mentioned this before. There was a variety show called Lionheart or something Heart or something Lion. I think it was called Lionheart.
Okay.
And they had idols from all different companies, like just all in one room. So like the whole of, for example, the whole of Big Bang would be there, the whole of 21 would be there, the whole of 4 Minute would be there, the whole Shiny would be there.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they were like sharing embarrassing stories about, oh, this happened or that happened. And Key might tell a story which may trigger G-Dragon to tell a story about something that happened in their dorm. And
was it the one where they sat down kind of in rows, or is that another show?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is that one? Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I feel like if they bring back shows like that, obviously I don't know how that will work schedule-wise or whatever, but like shows where there's like more than one group from a different company on one show, or even, I don't even think like groups from their own companies don't even interact anymore.
I was going to say that, like there's no interaction there. I think the most we maybe see is maybe through SM sometimes. Like you'll see like SNSD interact. That we see that in SM a bit. But the most, at least I've seen from like JYP, was when Bang Chan and Rujin were like pushing each other at the recent, almost like the Idol Olympics thingy, whatever
it's called. Yeah.
But yeah, no, like even in-house, I was so upset when we don't get much in-house content anymore, because it's safer to start that way. They're just like seniors and juniors, and it's like a family
thing. And it still works for the whole business thing, because you know, of course, I hate the whole analogy of, oh, we are family. We're not family. We just work together. But, you know, you can still play into that weird delusion, I guess.
Yeah.
Where it's not too much into it, but, you know, if, for example, Rujin and Bang Chan are close and they have this weird jokey relationship, then I think it'd be cute to show that. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the whole show, but, you know.
Something. Give us something to work with. And I feel like...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, if it started at least with in-house and in companies and letting them interact, it would then extend to outside and seeing groups from different companies be able to interact as well. So, yeah.
Because even I feel like I think YG had a thing maybe a couple months ago. I think Jennie was there. Rina was there. Was Icon there? I'm not sure. I can't remember. But there was some sort of interaction, in-house interaction. I just feel like they're all people, man. And it's just weird because idols are scared to dance to songs. Idols are scared to look at someone. Oh, it's just so annoying. It just makes everything so weird and dry.
It is intense. So if we gradually try and shift that culture, I think it would be great. But hey, we're not the big boys, so they have to figure it out. And then on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I know it will probably never happen, but I would really love to see a show like We Got Married come back. I found it really wholesome. I found it to be a really wholesome show, and I can totally see the amount of backlash today's idols would get from their obsessive fans.
And this relates back to the previous opinion. Yeah.
Like, reference we the above.
We are not getting that.
I loved We Got Married. I know, like, obviously by the premise of the show, it can be taken and insinuated and all this other stuff. But I found it so funny. Like, I loved it. And maybe it's just a memory in the past that we'll have to cherish. But, yeah, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, no. And I feel like as well, I could be wrong, but I feel like the show itself had a few problematic things.
Yeah.
So I think that's like another reason why it was pulled as well. Yeah. Obviously, I would have to look into it because I don't really remember why. Mm. Yeah, that ain't coming back. And if it is, it's not coming back for now.
Yeah. I think there were a few shows from like that time, like period of time that ended up getting cancelled because they had like some problematic themes and different stuff that went down. And then we actually have a question for today. So one of you guys submitted a question that I guess you would like the listeners to answer and us. So the question is, if your bias wasn't quote unquote attractive, would you still like your bias?
Good question. I feel like a lot of people need to really answer this. really deep it. Because
I guess it's a weird question because it isn't explicitly saying like if your bias wasn't like physically attractive, would you still like them? Because you could, if your bias wasn't quote unquote attractive to you might be their personality or the fact they're really funny. So I guess if they're not funny anymore, they wouldn't be attractive to you, but maybe this person's just means like face wise.
I feel like it's a physical thing, only because sometimes when you ask someone why, like you have people, you have groups that haven't even debuted. They've just seen a picture of John and like, that's my bias. Why? Why is he a bias?
He's pretty.
Because he has pretty eyes. It's like,
okay.
Yeah. Because the thing is, okay, I'm not going to lie. For example, with Taeyang, the reason why I'm like, oh, who's that? Is because I'm like, oh, he's attractive. But that wasn't the reason why I biased him. That's just sparked my initial interest, right? And then once you go fall down a rabbit hole of, oh, he's a great dancer. He can sing. He could play piano. He could do this. And it's like, oh, like, he's funny. Then it's like, okay, I like this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it might be the thing that like initially attracts you to them or sparks your interest, but then it's like what keeps you there, like what substance makes you like the person. Yeah, because there are a ton of people that are just like, this is my bias because they're an amazing visual. That's it. Yeah, I've sort of fallen off the bias train. I wouldn't say I have any biases. I think when I first got into K-pop, like early day BTS and whatnot, Tae was my bias, and I'm gonna sound terrible, okay? I'm a material girl. He became my material bias girl. Because I was like, oh, he's quite unusual and he has lovely legs. So very strange. I don't know what the thought process was. I was only 12.
Yeah. So
when BTS came out, my bias was, or still is, I guess, Suga.
Oh.
But that's because, not because, I'm not saying he's not ugly. That's not what I'm saying. But it wasn't because of how he looked.
How are you going to say this?
You have a great personality.
No, it's because he, I'm going to get dragged to this, but I'm allowed to say it because I'm black. But he, he exuded hood nigga shit. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's okay. My guy. And then
just it's like all that meme, like, is this your man?
Yes, and I'm gonna stand beside him. Like Namjoon, yeah. Obviously, because people are like, okay, but Namjoon was the epitome of hood nigga shit, right? But Namjoon took it too far. Okay. I feel like Suga was Suga was authentic.
That's all we have time for today, guys.
Oh my God.
I'm standing in my truth, okay?
Oh, wow.
This is a safe place. A safe space.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Don't judge me.
Comfortable.
What the hell, man?
I'm not judging you.
But anyway, this was a question to listeners. So please do submit online. If your bias wasn't attractive, would they still be your bias? And tell us who your bias is, or your first bias was or is. What initially attracted you? How did you decide to say, yes, that's my bias? And has it changed? Has throughout the time that you've been a K-pop fan, has that changed how you select your bias? Or is it the same way? We would love to know. We'll come back and we could go through why your bias is your bias.
I don't think anything will top your explanation, but
feel free to submit, guys.
I'm just sitting in my truth. And to be honest, if we're being honest, back to Taeyang, okay? Of course, as I said, I found him attractive. But even though, like, now, if he did what he did back then, he still gets dragged occasionally when pictures resurface. But it was really the cornrows for me.
Just like, he's just like me.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Omarion. Oh my gosh, he's Asian Omarion. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like it.
Oh my head.
Okay, I'm incriminating myself now.
There's too much evidence. You're in too deep.
Maybe I need to see my therapist. Oh, talk about my hood tendencies and why I feel like the men that I bias are aligned or seemingly be aligned with the streets. Oh no.
Oh my God. Oh wow. Well, thank you so much for that question. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything on our radar, anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I think this is on everyone's radar, and it's not necessarily K-pop related, but I'm about to turn it K-pop related.
Okay.
So I'm just going to do this, and you're going to know exactly what it is. You ready?
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh my God, Shay. You disappointed me.
Is it that weird song and like the dude that Jimin's making a song with or something?
No!
Oh, okay, there's something else. What is that?
Well, I guess it could be. No. Okay. Oh my gosh. Everyone, can people please comment or whatever? They know what I'm talking about, because maybe I'm just chronically online. Okay, so it's very trending on TikTok right now.
Okay.
But it started off as a Reddit post. Okay. So this guy writes on Reddit, I can't remember which forum it was, about him being with his girlfriend for 2 years. Yeah.
And he plays strange music.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, same thing.
Okay. That's what I'm that really good. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway,
I've seen like the text. I don't remember like the sound.
You thing. Didn't hear the sound?
Yeah, I like must have briefly heard it and like paused it, read it, and then moved on.
Oh my gosh!
Apparently, but, Jimin's making a song with that dude or something.
Okay, so not the dude that wrote the Reddit, but the dude that produced the song.
Yeah.
So basically, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, if you guys, you know, actually go outside and touch grass. There was a Reddit post about this guy seeing this girl. He made a lovemaking playlist, and there was this weird song in the middle of this playlist. The girlfriend, after 2 years, had the courage to tell him, you know what, this song doesn't really do much for me, so can you, like, take it off the playlist or whatever? But this guy really likes the song where it, you know, it helps his performance. Let's just leave it at that, okay? It helps him. So there was one time, you know, they were lovemaking without music, but he was still performing as if that song was playing. So she knew the rhythm of the song and she said, can you stop doing that? But he doesn't know how the whole post was about. He doesn't know how to go about it because the song helps him out, right? But then when people were expecting the song to be that, because you wouldn't put two and two together. It's like, oh my gosh. Let's make love, and then I put Skrillex on. Like, what? Like, 1 + 1 is equaling 52 at this point. Like, I don't. Anyway, how am I gonna make this K-pop related? So everyone was making memes and joking about this whole thing, but people saying, you know what? They could hear something like this, the sound of the song, in a K-pop song. People saying this is very NCT, and someone even made a mashup. If I can find it, I'll try to put it in the little Instagram episode dump thing. Someone like remixed it with Sticker and it actually kind of went. Someone else remixed it with a Stray Kids song. I can't remember what song it was.
Oh my God.
But it actually, if I didn't know it was a remix, I would have thought that was the actual song. So, and a lot of fans were like, it's funny how, K-pop fans were saying, it's funny how people are clowning the song, but if your group came out with this and this was like a dance break or a breakdown, you guys would be like, oh my gosh. And I think it's true. It's like, I feel like it's the epitome, or it's a genre of noise music that, you know, a lot of us like. But I don't think that's why people are clowning it. I think people are clowning it because of the context. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want to be like, oh my gosh, I want to make out with my boyfriend. Let me throw one NCT sticker. Like, doesn't make sense. Like, I wouldn't do that. So, or I want a relaxing bath. Let me play, I don't know, Thunderous by Stray Kids. Like, do you know what I mean? Doesn't make sense. It's not. So yeah, I just feel like the whole thing is about context, but that's what's been on my radar.
Thank you for sharing. Get help. On my radar, what's on my radar? Oh, I had something on my radar. I can't remember, but one clip that's been following me around TikTok that's resurfaced is that one video of JYP singing and he just keeps holding the note and Rain is just looking at him. So I guess that's this week's radar.
I actually do have something else.
Okay.
Sunmi, I don't know where she was performing. She was performing somewhere. And she, you know, like during a concert, there's always a section where the singer, the artist, then address the crowd, like, how's everyone? Da-da-da-da-da, little chit-chat. So she's having a little chit-chat moment. And there was like a male fan in the audience like, I love you. You're beautiful. And it came to a point where somebody just looked at him and said, shut up.
I'm done.
And she goes, I love you. I love you. But shut up.
Oh my God. That would be me. I'm sorry. Oh, speaking of concerts, I think Wonho was performing. I think he's on a tour at the moment. And I don't know where he was. And he went to go pick something off stage. And then, like, he realized that it was underwear. And, like, he looked so terrified. yeah, that's that.
So, yeah, guys. Don't forget to submit where your bias is your bias? What attracted you? And if, I don't know, they were ugly, whatever that means in your definition, would you still bias them? Like, without... Anyway, you know what the question is, but we'll come back to it. But anyway, thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send any of your stories, unpopular opinions, dilemmas or requests to howyoutea@gmail.com or submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou.
Yes, I've been Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_. There's nothing there, but you never know. I'm not down talking myself. I'm just living life, okay? If it happens, it happens. But if you follow me, you'll be the first to know when it happens. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Shay?
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on everything, on Instagram, TikTok, and the YouTubes.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.